Hallelujah, Father, we thank you for your presence here. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. Thank you, Lord, that your glory is in this place, that your presence is in this place. We worship you, Father God, and we stand amazed in your presence, Father God. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that your presence is in this place. I stand amazed in your presence, for there is nothing you cannot do. Stand amazed in your presence, but there is joy, peace, and hope. Sing again. Oh, I stand amazed. I stand amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do. I stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you in all the earth. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you. Your name, you do mighty things, you do glorious things, you're a faithful God, awesome is your name. Sing again, oh, you do mighty things, you do glorious things, you're a faithful God, awesome is your name. I stand amazed in your presence, but there is nothing you cannot do. Yes, Lord, I stand amazed in your presence, but there is joy, peace, and hope. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you. We praise your name. We praise your name. There's no one like you in all the earth. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you. Do it again. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. Father God, you are the mighty man of war. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Thank you, Father God, that you are fighting for us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh.
You're the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. You're the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Father, we are thankful that somebody today will be released permanently from the burdens and the cares, the ailments that they've carried for years. Today is a set time for somebody to experience favor from you. Tonight, someone is going to experience mercy. Amen. Oh, Father, we come before your throne room with thanksgiving to say yes in agreement with the God who has already spoken yes. And amen. For Jesus, you are the amen of God. Today, there shall be a let it be so. Lord, every language, every thought, every presence of iniquity that has sabotaged lives and kept people in captivity, Lord, tonight we see the untangling of such bondages. We see chains broken. We see the weak lifted. We see the sick healed. For redemption is manifested in the lives of your people tonight. Tonight is a turnaround night. Tonight is a night where the cries of woes are turned around to the laughter of victory. We are thankful, Father, that your name causes every enemy to flee. Light has come, and the default of darkness is eradicated. For your light, O God, doesn't go dim, it doesn't turn off. It is powered by your presence. So tonight, we declare, let there be light, and let the darkness be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, O God, that out of the darkness you have brought about good. Babies stay in the dark and then they come to the light. Tonight, the termination of the time of darkness has come. Amen. And the institution of enlightenment, the light, is here. Amen. We say yes to the light. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, dark things are in the deep. But Lord, oh God, your plan and your purpose is for us and everything that you want to come to light, to come there. Thank you, Father. It is so. It is so. It is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you're the wise ones that were able to come out tonight. May God reward your wisdom with a manifestation of his glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm not going to keep you waiting, but let me just remind you again of three quick things. August the 15th is the children's camp, starting at 11 to 4 p.m. We need your support to accomplish that. Your support of your presence as parents to help and assist that department in what they're called to do. August the 7th and the 8th is Jesus 2026. Come, support the work of God and the move of God in this place. This place is going to be overflowing with people. And we are looking forward to an experience in God for those that are going to be here, that the supernatural presence of God will overtake lives and forever change them. Amen? And finally, if you've not registered yet, do register for the September 10th to 13th meetings, especially the 13th, if you're planning to be in the dinner gala for the 50th year of ministry celebration, do that ASAP. Don't procrastinate and say, I have forgot. Do it right away. Amen? Now, this morning, we were truly blessed of the Lord. We received the word of God. Oh, thank you very much, worship team. We received the word of God that impacted our lives. And tonight, I believe there is going to be a manifestation of everything that God wants us to have. You see, there are lines of iniquity sometimes that need to be broken. Please hear me. Jacob was blessing his children, and he said something about Levi, that his temper was going to be an issue. And it was going to affect generations. Moses came from that tribe of Levi. Moses was the meekest man, meek man. But that statement his father, great-grandfather made, caused him from entering into the promised land. Sometimes there are things that have been said, altars that have been raised that need to be eradicated. There are battles that you may be fighting that you know nothing about. And today I believe that God is going to unravel things supernaturally for you and I so that we do not miss out on the destiny and purpose that God has for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said of God, you're going to go and you're going to fight through a troop. And there was a man called that Jesus crossed the Galilee for. He was a man, we don't know his name, but when Jesus asked him what his name was, he said that his name was Legion. It was tied back to a statement Jacob made. Remember, the man was from the gatherings. Tonight. Somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
Something that happened in my past is going to be unraveled, because the God who detangles is going to detangle me from every snare. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that is enough for you to be ready to receive the man of God. Man of God, we are thrilled beyond measure to have you. We're truly blessed by the words that came forth out of your mouth this morning. And I believe that there are those that have been ensnared of the enemy. They are going to be free tonight as your word goes forth. I celebrate the goodness of God. I celebrate you, for you are the Son of the Most High, and today we shall hear from the Father. Thank you, sir. Archbishop John. Praise Daniels. Amen. You're welcome.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are so glad to be in His presence. The presence. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There is no way to be like the presence of God. And the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are what? Pleasures forevermore. Praise the Lord. I told you in the morning that the best place to be in is the presence of God. He said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appeared before him inside. So now that you have appeared tonight, dear men, strength. Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm just so glad again to be back with you this evening. And I told my friend I was in town ministry here tonight, that he's here with his wife. Please celebrate with me, Pastor Larry and wife. God bless you, Pastor Larry. It's so good to see you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My wife is not here with me this evening because she had to travel back to Brandon, where our children are. All right. Someone shout, all right.
All right.
Thank you, Father God. Well, our scripture this morning was Psalms 25:15. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the nets. Hallelujah. He shall pluck. Not probably. It's a predetermined action. And prophesied when David said, he's going to pluck my feet out of the nets. And we said nets are like snares that the enemy puts, you know, for us or put against us. And they represent traps, delays, setbacks, stagnation, troubles, difficulties, afflictions, stuff that the enemy has put out there to stop you from entering into your purpose. But God is mightier than the devil. Come and shout amen.
Amen.
And every snare shall be broken. All right, double time in the scripture talking in Psalm 124. Said, even for the Lord was on our side, and say, may Israel say, even for the Lord that was on our side. When men rose up against us, the Lord swallowed us up quick, swallow us up quick. You know, for they have sent snares against us. Hallelujah.
Please turn it off.
And this
deliverance service.
Get this thing off me. Pastor Larry can help.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Clap for him. Amen. He made the deliverance service very easy and quick. All right. So snares represent nets, or nets represents traps, delays, and that are designated to catch preys or a prey. And I've always said, when you stop to pray, you become a prey. When you stop to pray, you become a prey. When you stop to P-R-A-Y, you become a P-R-E-Y. You will not become in Jesus' name, because you are determined to pray your way to victory. Since then the proud waters had gone over our soul. All right, that's Psalms 124. Verse 6 says, but blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. God will not give up his children to become a prey in the hands of the enemy. Said, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. Come on, somebody shout, my soul is escaped. He said, the snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We have come tonight to obtain help from God. Hallelujah. And Paul speaking, he says, having obtained help of the Lord, as I think Acts 26:22, having obtained help of the Lord, we continue until this day. The reason why the enemy has not swallowed you up is because you have obtained help. All right, Acts 26:22, having therefore obtained help, I pray tonight that you're going to obtain help of the Lord. I continue till this day, witnessing but to small and great, say none other things than those things which the prophets and Moses did say should come, having obtained help. So we are here tonight to obtain help. And if God will not help us, I don't know who will. Ah, no wonder the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. So I prophesy tonight that help is coming your way. You're going to obtain help in your marriage. You obtain help in your business. You obtain help in your career and everything that you are involved in. There are different snares, different nets that the enemy gets us into. But God has promised us that as long as we have our focus fixed on him, he will pull us out of the net that has been set against us. Yeah, he said, why will God pull you out of the net? Number one, because your eyes are fixed on the Lord. Number two, because God sees every hidden trap that the enemy has set to get hold of you and to mutilate and destroy your destiny. All right, the enemy hides nets just like hunters will do beneath the leaves. But we know, number three, because God is a master deliverer. God is a master deliverer. So he will set us free. And number four, because no net is stronger than God's hand. God is the Almighty. And when God sets you free, you will be free indeed. He said, whosoever the Son shall set free, it's free indeed. God is the Almighty. Nothing is impossible for him. So God's hand is stronger than the enemy's hand. And so God will bring you out of every situation, out of every unwanted situation, out of shame. In fact, the scripture says in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 11, and whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. And tonight, because you believe, you will not see shame. Lift up your voice and shout, yes, I believe. The believer, God does not allow the believer to walk through shame in life. And so we are here to obtain help that will destroy every shame, every covering cast upon us. That devil is a liar. And we also say, number five, because God's mercy is greater than your mistakes. Yeah, your mistakes, you may have committed them. Maybe you get to those traps, those nets, because willingly or in your hand, you get in there. But you see, God remembers your sins no more. He said his steadfast love never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. When you are busy talking to God about your mistake of the past, God is lost on transit. God does not understand English at that time. Because you see, when God forgives your sins, he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. So don't ever go fishing for it. Can I hear you shout amen? Because you won't find it. Because you see, his steadfast love never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. And number six, we say, because God has a purpose for your life, and his purpose is stronger than your opposition. Jesus was here on purpose, because Matthew 1 verse 23 tells us, you know, that you shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, and he shall save his people from their sins. So his purpose was established even before he was born. So listen, friends, you are not here to look for what to do. You are here because what you were born to do was waiting for you before you were born. So you are here to fulfill your purpose. And nothing will stop you from fulfilling that purpose. Come on, can I hear you shout amen? And so Herod raged when the angels, I mean the wise men from the east came and said, we have seen his star in the east and I've come to worship him. Where is him that is born king of the Jews? And Herod went, what? King? Born? I'm king. I'm on the throne. And then all of a sudden, you don't understand his tricks. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You go look for the child. When you find him, you come tell me. Let me also go and worship him. And Herod was lying in the teeth. He was not going to look for the child Jesus to worship. He was going to look for him to kill. But you see, your purpose is stronger than your opposition. God will not let your enemy find you. Where they are looking for you in Winnipeg, you'll be in Toronto. God will make sure your enemy does not see you. Come on, shout amen. And so in all of the battle, even little Jesus, 2 years old, Herod couldn't find him because of purpose. He shall save his people from their sin. All right? And so Jesus was born into purpose. Jesus was born because there was a purpose for him. Do you know that the reason you are still alive is because there is something God still wants you to do. There is still something you are still fulfilling. You are still fulfilling a purpose. So God won't let nothing to happen to you. Come on, shout amen. I come from the Islamic part of Nigeria. Pastor Larry has preached in our church a few times. And where I come from, Islam is strong. Strong. I would have been killed at the age of 18 because I got a Muslim saved. And the Muslim youth chanted, Allahu Akbar. Let's kill this infidel. And I don't know how God preserved me through that crisis. When you have about 1,000 people, 1,000 youths with cutlasses and stones and chanting in anger, somehow God brought me out of it. I have been faced with death, I don't know how many times, maybe 5-7 times, face to face with death. And God saved me. I'm from a part of Nigeria, I shouldn't be preaching Jesus. I should be probably one of those young people fighting what they call Boko Haram. No, but I chose Jesus at a very young age of 16. And I'm glad to the Lord that, this year I clocked 50 years saved. 50 years saved in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. And I've seen hell raised. I've seen people saved. I've seen, you know, different people saved from the pangs of hell. The reason why I could not die is because purpose is speaking. Come on, shout hallelujah. Yeah, purpose is speaking. And I said to people, who are you looking for? Don't let people tell you they killed Jesus. No, Jesus gave his life. They didn't kill him. At one point in time, they came and said, we're looking for Jesus. And he said, I'm he. And they all fell down. Another occasion, he came around and said, who are you looking for? And he said, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I said, I am he. And they all fell. They couldn't kill him. He gave his life. When it was time, he cried in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, not my will, but let your will be done. And eventually he gave his life for our redemption. Purpose is very strong. They couldn't kill him. Herod couldn't kill him when he was 2 or young. God preserve him. So purpose is very powerful. Purpose is very strong. And I said to them over there in the northern part of Nigeria, when we hear about genocide, Christian genocide and all of that, I come from that part where we see people, tons people, several Christians in villages being killed, annihilated, and then wiped out. Why? Because people want to take over the land. The lands are filled with precious, a lot of precious stones, and the Islamists not just disseminate the villagers, they take over the villages. But I said to the president when he came to see me 2022, before he became president, I said, sir, we've got to let our people go back to their villages. If we vote for you, if we support you and you become president, we want to see something done tangibly. Because Christians will not allow this to continue. And he gave his promises, and to a great extent, did some appointments. The chief of defense staff then was almost from my wife's village, and then eventually, when he retired as a military officer, he was made Minister of Defense. Still the defense, of what is right. Purpose is very strong. And God has preserved his people. Come on, all true. And I say, you know why? You can't talk of killing me because I'm already a dead man. I'm a dead man. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But the life I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. So, my friend, you are looking for a dead man. You are looking for a dead man. I'm dead. You can find a dead man. Come on, shout hallelujah. So, Christians have got to be strong. And where I come from, we suffer so much in the hands of the enemy, but we are not giving up. That net of persecution, that net of annihilation and ethnic cleansing, we stand and we say, no, the church of Jesus must strive. Jesus said, I will build my church and the government authority of hell will not prevail against it. Come on, nothing will prevail against your life. Nothing will prevail against your destiny. Come on, shout hallelujah. Your destiny, you are in your, just know that you are too loaded to be frustrated in your destiny. You are too loaded to be frustrated. Let me round up this so we can pray. And maybe I can take only number 7. Because I told us we're going to take 12, but the way I'm going, if I go on, I don't have time to pray. God has a purpose for your life. He said that in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I know the thoughts and plans that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. Kalabush talia. When the enemy wants to attack, he attacks your purpose. God does not attack your tribe or where you're coming from. What the devil is after is your purpose. Every time the enemy attacks your life, it is your purpose he is after. Come on, because you see, your destiny frightens him. Your purpose frightens hell. Come on, shout amen. Number 7, and we end with that tonight. On why Jesus will pluck your feet out, God will pluck your feet out of the net. And number 7, because Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Come on, shout hallelujah. Every work of Satan tonight, Kalabush Talia, shall be destroyed. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Emarado Koshaya. For this purpose, the Son of God was what? Manifested. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 8. Can you give me that scripture? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. So Jesus came to destroy the works of Satan. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Come on, somebody shout, I hear you. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. So every work of the enemy in your life is not permitted. It's an illegality. Sickness is illegal. The devil does not have any authority to torment you with sickness, with cancer, with fibroid, with high blood pressure, with diabetes and anything. Anything contrary to the word of God, Jesus came to destroy it. Can I hear you say amen? Anything contrary. He said in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, if you can give it to me in the Amplified. Or let's read it from the King James Version before you give it to me in the Amplified Classic. Luke chapter number 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. That was the purpose why Jesus came. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Friends, Jesus came and God released the anointing upon him to deliver people from the snare of the devil, from every net the devil has put us into. Glory to God. Amplified Version. Amplified Classic, the same verse, Luke 4, 18. Thank you, Lord. Very quickly, are we there? Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Is it? Okay, the Amplified Version, are you sure? The same King James Version. We don't have that version. All right, thank you for telling me you don't. I think I have it, so let me look for it. Oh, my God. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Someone said, thank you, Jesus. I like your immediate. They are very effective. Hallelujah. And they are very honest. We don't have it. Amen. Please go and download it. All right. It's very easy. Okay. Let me read it here. Thank you, Lord. Verse number 18. Jesus, we give you praise. Karabush Talia. All right. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel, to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives. A recovering of sight to the blind. So I came with that same announcement of release to every captive here tonight. There is a release for you. Come on, I said there is a release for you. And a recovering of sight to the blind to send forth as deliver those who are oppressed. Look at the word oppressed. Who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, broken, down by calamity. Then in verse 19 it says, to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and free favors of God profusely abound. Amen. When salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. That is why Jesus came, friends. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel. People said to me, hey, preacher man, it's like you travel too much. I said, I'm trying to be like my Savior. He said, he went about. He didn't sit down in town and eating all the good food, the steak houses, the ocean houses. No, Jesus went about doing good. Don't ever fail to let anyone tell that Jesus is very poor. How can a poor man travel in a ship and other ships as a convoy? It's not easy to travel on sheep. And yet Jesus traveled on sheep with other ships, other little ships to give him a backing. And when he was to have, what is it now with his with his disciples, when he was to have the Last Supper, he asked them to book the penthouse, the upper room. Oh, come on, you don't get it. Hallelujah. So don't let people tell you, oh, Jesus had nowhere to lay his head. What? He didn't need a place. Because anywhere he entered, and he demands for a place, they gave it to him. Because he was the Lord of Lords. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to him. He didn't need to own anything. He already owns everything. But so we need to change our mentality about some things. And you understand, when we read that Luke 4 and verse 18, the first group of people targeted were the poor. The Spirit of Lord God is upon me. Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Do you notice everywhere the gospel has gone to, poverty has been dealt with. When light comes, darkness go. When people receive light, they receive redemption from sin. Then they receive great ideas to move forward. Actually, in the book of Romans 10 and verse 9 and 10, the word salvation, with a heart man believes and with a mouth salvation is made. Confession is made unto salvation. That word salvation is sozo. That's the Hebrew word, sozo. And that it simply means saved from sin, saved from poverty, saved from demonic oppression, and saved from sicknesses and disease. So it is a total complete package. Wholeness. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Come on, shout amen. You can have the whole money in the world, but if you cannot go to a good restaurant like where I went to, you don't have money. Because the essence of money is to enjoy it. There are people who have money, they can't enjoy it. They can't sleep well. They can't even ride their own cars and drive. So when Jesus came, he gave us a total package. Sozo. Four dimensions of redemption. Redemption from sin, from poverty, from demonic oppression, and from sicknesses and diseases. Lift up your voice and shout hallelujah. That's what we're in for, child of God. So Jesus was anointed to bring deliverance to the captives. Tonight, you are free. If you believe the word of God, then you are free. Said he opened blind eyes. He cast out demons. He healed diseases. He forgave sins. He broke every chain. When Jesus arrives, nets, snares cannot hold you down. You know, Martha ran to Jesus when Lazarus died. And everybody was crying. Things were looking hopeless and useless. And then Mary ran to Jesus and said, Master! Told his sister. He said, the Master is here. The Master is here. They had said to Jesus that Lazarus was sick and Jesus did not come. Waited 4 days. Lazarus died. He was buried. He was stinking. And then Jesus appeared. He said, you know, Martha said, Lord, if you had been here 4 days ago, my brother wouldn't have died. In other words, why are you just coming? You know, there's a way you talk to a big man. You are careful with your words. And that was the situation of Mary and Martha. If you had been here 4 days, things wouldn't have gotten this bad. The Lord will come anyway. And Jesus knew their emotion. He said, where did you lay him? Where did your faith stop? Take me to where you gave up. They said, oh, no, Lord. Lord, please, please. Let's not talk about that. It's stinking now. And Jesus said, you know what? When it stings, men leave you. But when it gets the worst and stings, I, Jesus, God, I stepped in into the situation. Come on, shout hallelujah. Are you in a situation when men all want to leave you? Jesus stepped in. He said to them, roll the stone away. He said, no, Lord. Let him just sleep. Roll the stone away. They rolled the stone and Jesus lifted up his voice and said, Father, I thank you always that you hear me. Even now that these people may know that you sent me. And he said, Lord, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. The master is here. Tonight again, the master is here. Stand on your feet. Come on, declare the master is here. Every growth in your body will disappear. Healing will come for you. Come on, shout amen. Now, it is said in God's word, it says, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. So one of the purposes of Jesus was to go around and looking for who was oppressed by the devil and setting them free. Jesus went about demon hunting. We're about looking for who was in trouble. When we set them free. I had my late father and mentor, Archbishop Idahusa, was God challenged and heard that the dead can rise. So in Benin City, he went from house to house. Is anyone dead here? He was looking for the dead to raise up. He wrote the book, Fire in My Bones. If you have not read that book, look for it. He went from house to house. And then eventually he was lucky to enter a house. They said there was one little girl dead. He said, oh, God, thank you. Finally, you have answered my prayer. And he will not leave that house until he brought her back to life. So that's how Jesus was. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Tonight, are you oppressed by Satan? Oppressed by sicknesses and disease? Oppressed by the spirit of poverty and lack? Oppressed by all kinds of demonic oppression. Some of you, probably, you came from the occultic world. You came from, Freemason. You came from whatever that was limiting your confidence in God. And you came from the witchcraft coven. And Jesus is saying, tonight you can be free. I came for you. I died for you. I paid a price for you. Do you know that sickness has no legal authority over your body? Because Jesus paid a price. In Isaiah 53 now. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Come on, shout hallelujah. Tonight, you can enjoy liberty. The Lord is touching you right where you are. What the doctor said cannot be done. God says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke chapter 1 and verse 37. For with God, come and say that with me, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands tonight. Father, we thank you. You are, oh God, more than able. The Lord God Almighty, he is faithful. Are you trapped by nets? Nets of demonic oppression. Some of you cannot sleep at night. You have all kinds of noise in your room. You have all kinds of movements in your room. Someone has vowed and have said, you will never have rest. Maybe you went through a divorce and they cursed you, or something happened, or in your office competing with you, and they place a limitation on you. But tonight I break every stronghold. I break every limitation. I take authority in the name of Jesus. You're going through a situation in your life, maybe sick in your body. I just saw someone there. Can I have someone on the keyboard? with pain in your lower abdomen, the Lord just touch you right now. I don't know what that touch is. It could be a fibroid, but there's this intense heat in your lower abdomen. You are healed. Someone who have a growth in your part of your body, a growth, but I command that growth to disappear. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word and his word healed them, delivered them from their destruction. Lift your hands, Father God, let the word be sent. Let people be healed. Every form of destruction be loosed from every arrows of hell, from every net that the enemy has set. The enemy has said he will not fulfill your days here on earth, but that's a lie from the pit of hell. The number of your days God will fulfill, and God will satisfy you with long life and show you his salvation. Say a big, big amen. Thank you, precious Father. If you sense you're going through any situation in your life, one would pray for you, just come to the front. Bishop and I will just pray with you, lay hands on you, set you free, break yokes, and let burdens be lifted. The Bible says in Isaiah 10 verse 27, and it shall come to pass on that day that the burdens shall be lifted off your shoulder and yokes shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Somebody shall thank God for the anointing. The King's New King James Version says, because of the anointing oil. So when you see us touch you with the oil, don't feel bad. It's scriptural. It's scriptural because of the anointing. Lift your hands up. If you're coming forward, come. Come quickly. Thank you. And I'm just going to touch you and pray with you. I don't need to pray too long. I just declare you free, declare you settled, declare the situation settled. Amen. Lift up your eyes, everyone. I believe that it's not the only one I came for. And if it's the only one I came for all the way from Africa, I'm okay. But I know there are a number of you that will need a touch from the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Where is our worshiper? Is she the one on the keyboard? Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes. Father, thank you. I release the anointing over your son. And I cursed every work of the enemy. Curse that growth. Command it to be healed. Command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. I take authority. Kalabosta. Melambra da loco tolo bradalia. Where's the next person? You sitting for prayer? Yes. Pain in the lower abdomen, I rebuke. And I anoint you right now by the authority of the word of God. Be loose, Ebrandaya. Holy Ghost, fire. Loose and let her go. Be healed. Talia namasketilia. Be healed in the name that is above every name. Jesus' name. Galabush. Father God, I declare every pain to go. That it shall come to pass that the body shall be lifted off your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Yes, that pain in your body, that general body pain, go in the name of Jesus. That heart blood pressure, I release Holy Ghost fire. Receive your miracle. Thank you, Lord. Receive your visitation. Receive your visitation. I declare high blood pressure be normalized. Be normalized right now. You've taken all manner of drugs and changed drugs, but seems don't seem to get better. But I prophesy right now, you are coming out of that net, that affliction of pain and sickness and disease. Be free. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Rabu Shataya. Break every yoke right now. I command you out of every net of affliction, every net of addiction, every net of demonic influence. Be free in the name of Jesus. Karabushta. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Looster. Every spirit of alcoholism. loosed her. Hey, every addiction, I break the yoke. Kaleboshta. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. Kaya Bradosh. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. Loose her. I release the Holy Ghost fire from heaven. Holy Ghost fire from heaven to break every yoke completely, to set you free. Jesus, we thank you. And another person, come this way. Rada la Boshta. Come to where we are. Come. Thank you, Lord. You hear voices, but that's an end to the voices you hear. That's an end to every voice you hear. Every voice that instigates you to go the other way, you are free. Free forever. Father God, thank you. Hey, Lord, wipe her tears away. Free from every form of pain. Free from every pain. Free from every pain. Free from demonic depression. Free, Kayalosa, from excessive thoughts, high thoughts that leads you to depression. Tonight, the yoke is broken. Free, free. Loose her, let her go. Bayaradosha, bayadosha tayala, brother. Thank you, God. Say, I'm free in Jesus' name. Pray with her, Bishop, before she goes. Kalabushta, come. Okay, at home. This little girl, the Lord is setting you free. You're not going to use that in hell after today. God is healing you from every asthmatic attack. I break the yoke in the name of Jesus. I declare your chest free. Free! Palikoro Prada. You will not be frequently sick anymore. You will not be sick anymore. The hand of God touch you. The hand of God heal you. The hand of God delivers you. In Jesus' name. Yes. What do you want God to do for you? Just pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, I bless your daughter. Thank you. Cause her to excel in school. Lord, answer them and make them a blessing to their generation. They will not veer out of the way of Christ. In the name of Jesus, friends will not elude. Take hold of them. The wrong friends will not possess their hearts. Thank you, Lord. You're free. You're free. Lord, thank you for your son. In the name of Jesus, receive that miracle touch. Enanorositaya. Your feet is cut out of the net. In Jesus' name, you're free. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your son and all the people he had mentioned, his grandchildren. Pray for good health for him. I pray for his job. I pray for his finances. Lord, I pray for good health for him. I pray that he prevails in every area of life. Be blessed. I pray for his daughter. What are you going to do for your daughter? Yes, Father God, she's been just gone through an oppression, recovering from heart surgery. I pray, God, for the perfection of her healing. In the name of Jesus, you'll fulfill the number of her days. Lord, bless your son and keep him in you, healthy and strong, serving you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let Bishop pray with you. Please come. Thank you, Lord, for a miracle, for your son. Thank you for strength upon your leg. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for ankles and joints and marrows. Lord, every ailment in your body, by the power of the Spirit, you are healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you are delivered.
Amen.
From every multiple pains, multiple sicknesses, or multiple attacks of the enemy. You are out of that net of affliction. Jesus, glorious name.
Amen.
Amen. Let me show prayer with you. Come quickly. Father God, remove your hand from your pocket. I pray, Lord, you will not be influenced by bad friends. I pray, oh God, that a miracle will happen in his life. Are you born again, young man? Are you born again? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Not really, but somehow, somewhere. You can say with me, Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me all my sins. And write my name in the book of life. Now and forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for this young man. What's your name? Justice. God, I pray you will experience justice of holiness and of righteousness. Lord, justice of his love for you. I pray, God, that you strengthen him. Today that he had made a confession, probably to receive you. Lord, answer him. Meet him at a point of need. Let there be a miracle. I break the stronghold of addiction and bad company, and bad friends. Because bad company... it's bad business. You have the wrong friends in your life, you are in trouble. Because they influence you to do all manner of stuff. But today, I break the stronghold. I command you free. The Bible says, whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. I declare you free indeed from any form of pornography, any form of addiction. I command you free to serve God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, thank you for your daughter. She desired to be restored fully back to you. I release the anointing over her. The very purpose of her life shall not be destroyed. She will not lay back, but she will go forward in faith. And your plan and purpose for her life shall stand fulfilled. I declare God's blessing over you. Declare God's blessing over you. I pray that the revival of your soul, that your life will be on fire. Kabarido lo shitaya. You preach, you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Testimonies will abound to the glory of your name. Lord, I pray you take away depression from her. Lord, one of her children that gives her trouble, bring him back home. Restore that child. Restore that family. And let them give their grandma joy and peace. Receive the miracle touch. In Jesus' name. Come, young man. God bless you. God, I pray for David. Let him get close to you. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray and I break every stronghold of bad friends. Any outside influence, take authority. I command, Lord, as he desires to walk with you and serve you, and Lord, do it for him. In the name that is above every name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please don't go until I pray the last prayer. Don't go. I know you are many. I also need the rest. But if I can endure, you can endure. Amen. What's your name? Daniel. You're related to me. You are my father. My father's name is Daniel. So will you take care of me? All right, Daniel. You born again? Sure? You want to be?
I want to be born.
You want to be born again? Hold my hand. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me all my wrongs, all my bad influence. Forgive me all my sins and write my name in the book of life. Jesus, I will not follow the influence of youthfulness, but I will serve you all my days. In Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for Daniel. Come. I pray you touch him. I pray, oh God, you help him. He desires to serve you. Lord, wipe his tears away. Bad friends and influence, things that takes him away from God, Lord, restore him completely. Is his mother here? Are you the mother? Come close. Influence an example to his children. I bless their mother. Okay, I still have few people. By faith, I have few people left.
What's your name?
Nikhila.
All right, Father God, I bless Nikhila.
Okay. Father God, she receives a miracle now for the medical school acceptance. She will be on top of her class. She will excel. Lord, give her the spirit of excellence and cause her to prevail and to excel in all areas of her life in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear God said for me to be strong. To be strong when it comes to making decisions, be decisive. Don't let anybody thwart you. Okay? All right. Bless you. Come. Bless you. What's your name? Father God, I pray for healing for your daughter. Whatever that has ruled her life, whatever that has affected her legs, I pray for divine intervention. I pray for restoration. I pray for a miracle. I ask that God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. You will be a blessing to your generation. But every snare of the wicked, I declare you free. Ayalabosht. Free. Break every stronghold. Jesus' name. Amen. Come. Young man, what's your name?
Joshua.
Joshua, you're going to conquer territories. Is that your mom? I hope you're not giving her mommy trouble. You're a good boy. All right, Joshua. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. The Lord enlarge you. You will excel in your academics, in your school, and everything you do. The hand of God will be upon you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come this way. Wait for your mother. Or go to Bishop. What do you want God to do for you?
As the Spirit leads you to pray.
Where's your husband?
He's over here.
Good. Is he the one here?
Yes.
Come. Hold on. What do you want God to do for you? As a family.
Oh, yours.
Yeah.
Togetherness.
Unity, peace, love. When last did you take her out? Shopping. I'm not talking sure about taking her out for it.
We haven't gone shopping. We haven't gone shopping lately.
All right. You have a job?
Yeah, I run.
Okay.
Run self-employed.
Okay. The Lord bless you. I pray God will grant you a breakthrough. There is something coming for you. There's something coming. You've endured some hard times financially. But I see God opening some doors. When that happened, be faithful. Know that you are doing your tithes and your commitment in the church. Okay? But the secret is unity. We are the brethren dwelling together in unity. There God commands the blessing. So always try to build one mind. Reason, talk together. Don't do stuff on your own. Father God, I'm blessed. What's your name?
Moses.
Moses and his wife. I bless them. I pray, oh God, that their purpose for you fulfill. I pray with them that you will meet them at their point of need. Let every snare be broken. Let every door be open. Your financial breakthrough, let it come for you right now. I declare financial breakthrough in your life. May God give you a testimony in your family and put resources in your hand that will be of a kingdom blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come this way. Let's be close to the camera so the camera doesn't have to. Be sure we'll pray for you. Come quickly. Come quickly, ma'am. Thank you, Lord. What do you want God to do for you? The Lord bless you. Father God, I pray for healing. The Bible says God sent forth his word. And the word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I command healing for you. I release the anointing to break every yoke. He said how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. When about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I declare healing from every oppression right now. Whatever it is that's contrary in your body, I declare healing. Healing is God's justice to his children. Sickness is the devil trespassing. Therefore, I stop every trespass of the enemy. I declare healing to your abdomen. I curse cancer. Because cancer is a name, but there is a name that is lifted above it. The name of Jesus. Receive heaven's touch right now and be healed in Jesus' name. Please go let Bishop touch you. Come quickly. Thank you. I think I'll just be praying now as the Spirit leads me so that I will save time. All right. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Is that you?
My friend.
Okay. All right. You're going to get married? No? Okay. All right. Father, bless Jennifer. I pray for a miracle. I declare that had a point of need. Lord, let her follow you, walk with you, and serve you. Do for her what she cannot do for herself. I feel you need to dedicate your life. I don't know how, but I feel Jesus needs to step in into your life. Come there, come. No, come. Is it your friend? Okay. I feel you even need to get close to the Lord, serve the Lord in a better way. And basically. And if you want to get married, you talk to pastor. He will help you, direct you, lead you. Okay. Okay. Except they are just casual friendship, maybe career business friendship. All right. So that you have a testimony before the Lord anytime. All right. I bless you. I bless you. In Jesus' name, may God meet you at a point of need in the name of the Lord. Thank you, my Father. Perfect that which concerns her tomorrow and her future. I pray for my friend. Hold my hand. I ask that God will meet you at a point of need. I declare healing for you. In any area where you've been taken snare, break every stronghold of addiction of any kind and I'll set you free. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Father God, I pray for your daughter. I declare your blessing over her. I pray for a visitation in her life like never before. Receive a touch of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Come quickly. Father, thank you for this young man. I declare him blessed. I pray, oh God, that his future will be strong and strong. I pray, oh God, that you make him what you want him to be to the glory of your name. Let his future be secured. Let his destiny be secured. Be blessed and be healed. In Jesus' name, come, young lady. Father God, I pray for your daughter. In Jesus' name. Anointing that answers every question, and I declare power, declare the touch of God over your life. You will serve God, not who otherwise will influence you. Be blessed, be healed from every affliction. It is well with you, in Jesus' name. Come, is that your mom? Oh, good. Hold your wife's hand. Call your wife's hand. Father God, I pray for this family. I ask that your purpose for the family will be fulfilled. Lord, meet them at a point of need as I anoint their mother and as I anoint their father. And I pray, oh God, that it be well with them. He will be indeed be a father that will lead the family appropriately to the glory of your name. I pray for unity. Pray for love in that family. I pray against the spirit of dissension. And I pray for peace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come quickly. Come quickly. Yes, Father, I anoint my friends. I declare in the name of Jesus your purpose for them. Let it be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless their mother. Lord, she will not go through pain to raise them. You will make resources available. I declare healing in their house. I declare you meet them at their point of need. These children will grow to love the Lord. They will not run away from church. They will not run away from God. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Just hold this microphone for me. I'm getting tired of holding. All right. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for your daughter. I pray for a touch. I pray, God, for healing to her legs, your knee, her knees, and everything. Lord, let there be a miracle. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Father, thank you for your daughter. In Jesus' name, I pray that God will meet you at a point of need. I pray for healing. I pray for mighty deliverance. I pray for the purpose of God in your life to be fulfilled. It is well with you now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for your son. In the name of Jesus, hold my hand. I pray that God will meet you at your point of need. I pray, Kalipara Tuta, every assignment you have for him that he has not carried out, Lord, help him to walk in to his responsibility. Bless him. Guide his future with vision and dream and purpose. Guide him, Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Lord, order his steps. Order his steps. Decisions he is about to make, order his steps. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your daughter. Jesus' name. I pray for her. The Lord says, I should ask you, what do you want? I pray her life will be consistent with your word. I pray, God, she will find you. When she finds you, every other thing she's looking for, she will get it. She will not be in confusion. Clean her tears. Forgive her her sins. And help her to be that person that you want her to be. I declare you blessed. Whatever you want people to do to you, do to them. Yeah, first. That's the game. That's the rule of law, the rule of life. Well, if you don't appreciate people, they will not appreciate you. If you don't honor people, people will not honor you. If you don't love people, people will not love you. If you gossip about people, they will gossip about you.
I understand what you're saying, but a lot of times they take over the lines toward me. They step, especially men towards me.
Okay.
They take over the lines, and I respect them, well, and I get that.
No, the walk you have, do your walk judiciously, and people that come, show them the walk. If you have to show them what to do, just be positive.
Yes.
Good. God bless you. Yeah. Next person. Is that your son?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you my friend? I'm looking to see us. What's your name?
Michael.
Josiah. You are Josiah.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Okay. Michael. I'm in Josiah. You okay?
Yes.
I hope you don't have bad friends as a young person. No addiction, no friends. Love the Lord. Serve the Lord. Father, I bless Josiah. I ask that your hand touched him. I pray the testimony of God will be over you. In the name of the Lord, pray you strengthen this young man. You will grow in your knowledge and in your fear. And you perfect that which concerns him. Thank you, Lord. Cause him to excel in his academics. I bless him. I bless him. I bless the father. That family will be a testimony family. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Hold my hand.
They serve you. Where's your daughter?
Right there.
Come. You know that saints? Beautiful singing. The Lord bless you.
Lord, I bless this family. I pray for your purpose for the children to stand. Pray for God. Let
every affliction, every sugar problem, every high blood pressure, I declare a healing. I declare a miracle. God will fulfill your days. Amen. What's your name?
Joshua.
What do you want God to do for you? Amen. Father God, I pray, Joshua, fulfill all that you have for his life. Answer him. Bless him. I release the anointing, the oil as it touches you. God will turn things around in your life. Thank you, my Father. Do it that your name may be glorified. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's like you are fighting battles. And so tonight, I want you to get a seed. I'm not going to ask you to give much. You either have it now or before next Sunday. You can give a seed of $250, Canadian dollars, $100 Canadian dollars as a seed, or $50 Canadian dollars. Please stand and come. I saw 20 of you line up with your seed. If you have it, I want to pray for you. And I want to touch your hand, and you will ever, never run dry in your resources. There are two of you that can give 500, I mean two of you, but just feel free to obey God the way he's leading you. All right, you want to sow a battle seed of $100, $50, $250. Stand quickly, come. That's the last thing I'm going to do, and I'm going to hand over the microphone. Do that. You have it now, or you're going to bring it next coming service, next Sunday. $100, $250, and $50. Three categories. God bless you. Almost everyone I prayed for, you should stand and sow a seed. Almost everyone I laid hands on, because you are fighting battles. That's a seed to settle your battles with God. You can sow me half of your children. All right? I saw 20 of you or more. Let's do that quickly. 50, 100, 250. And there are just two or so that can give 500. Not too many of you. Not more than four that can give 500. But everyone, you can give 250, you can give 200, you can give 100 or 50. Let's do that quickly. Everyone that I prayed with, stand with that seed. If it is ready, I'm going to pray. If it is not ready, you do your online transfer or bring it by this Sunday. Okay? Envelopes, yes, quickly. Where are the ushers? Father, we thank you. Lord, you are worthy. All right, you're playing the keyboard. Good, good. Good girl. All right, do you have the seed ready now? Please come quickly with the envelopes. Thank you, Lord. 250, 500, 100, 50. All right, everyone, pick up your envelope. Jesus, Karabushata Yalabra. Can I have my own envelope too? I like to do by example. Thank you. All right, don't just have your money ready. No, this one is going to be my own that I will put. All right. Please get ready. Have you decided what you are given? 500, 250, 150. Okay, those are the categories. You know what it means? When God steps into your situation, money can buy it. There are some situations the doctors will tell the bill is from $50,000. $50,000, $20,000 for a surgery. One of my friends came, he's an American. He comes to do his tooth, just his tooth work in my city in Abuja. And when he came out the other day, he said, you know what, Bishop? I just paid 500,000 naira. But in America, I would have paid $3,000. Then he came back again, and that one was like $5,000. But he got it done at maybe 1 million naira. So you see, God has protected from a lot. All this one to do to encourage your faith. We are not raising money. We're just raising your faith. That's all we do. Lift up that seed. Lift up your hand in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for every one of these people that the oil has touched today. As they raise their hands, let their seed speak with the enemy at the gates. Can I hear better? Amen. Amen. May God enlarge your coast. May God meet you at a point of need. You will never lack. God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. There was famine in Israel, and Isaac sowed in that same year. Had a hundredfold increase. I pray for an increase for you like never before. I pray for an enlargement for your life. May your harvest be great. As you honor God with his word and honor his word and sow the seed as your battle seed, may God fight every battle for you. May God roll every shame away. Thank you, my Father. Jesus' glorious name we pray. Come on, let me hear you shout amen. Thank you, Bishop. I give you to direct them how to where to drop the seed.
Okay. You know what to do as soon as you fill it up? Okay. Yes. Just put it in any of these baskets. Just release it. And may God's commanded blessings, the God who multiplies our seed sown, multiply your seed in Jesus' name. As soon as you are done, release it. And Jesus, our Lord, will receive it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. I want to thank God for every one of you that took time to come into the house of the Lord tonight. This is a marker. If you have a calendar, go circle this date. 7/26/26. Mark it. Because it's the day that God manifested his glory in your life. There are times that things happen. Sometimes you feel nothing, but everything has changed. But tonight, you felt something. and God has done something. You know, the Word of God says in Psalm 33, I believe it's verse 9, something I learned as bishop. I'm going to pray this prayer for you tonight. And I want you to do the same thing for yourself. There is a property. I was in California. In California. In 1980, God picked me up by the Spirit and brought me to Winnipeg. I didn't know it was Winnipeg. Brought me to a particular spot on a street called Pipeline and Adsum. I was there. I saw everything. I don't want to go through all of the details tonight. And when I came to this city, we're about to start this church. I was traveling, going to a Bible study. Actually, the Bible study was at his house. And we're coming down this street, and the vision and experience that I had in San Bernardino, California, I found myself in that same place. My son, please listen to this because this is very important. Don't miss what I'm about to tell you now. My firstborn was in the back seat. He was just about 4 years old. And he starts crying out, "Jesus Castle, Jesus Castle." And it's an open field. Myself and this sister that was taken to the Bible study, we started looking at ourselves and looking at what is this child talking about? About a week or so later, I'm coming down that street and I was caught back into that vision. And it dawned on me, I was in the same place God, by His Spirit, had taken me from San Bernardino, California to. I said, this is the place. And I can take you to the place today. And I don't think I will miss it by even 3 feet. I can go to the spot just measuring the angle, the houses. Because it was a wilderness and there was tumbleweed blowing and everything. And God spoke to me and said, can there be life here? I said to him, thou knowest. I spoke King James. And the Lord said, just say, let there be life. So I said, let there be life. And this city springs up all around me. It was that particular spot. 2 weeks later, I'm coming down the same place and everything is clearer. I saw the street. I saw the buildings. And one of the buildings said, Negev Apartments. Negev is a desert in Israel. And here I was in this desert vision. Let me cut this story short. Many years later, we now knew where God brought me, and we wanted that particular spot for a church. And we're coming down the street doing a Jericho drive. And I saw the building. I saw it. I saw this mega church building. I saw it. And all of a sudden, he goes, shh, it wiped off. I said, okay. The place came into the market, and I tried to get that place. I didn't get it. But that particular spot where I was, till this day, nothing has been built there. It was actually fenced around. It's fenced around. Nothing there. I asked God, I said, this is supposed to be my place. He said, you did not command it to stay. I said, what? He said, I do the same thing. When I speak my word, I command it to stay for it to stay. For he spake and it was done. He spake and it was what? Done. He commanded and it stood fast. Two phases. Rise with me. The prophetic word has been declared over your life. We're going to command it to stay. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare by the authority of your word, Father, that you, God, who spoke to us today, and it was done, for your sent word was sent abroad in our lives, into our past, our present, and our future. Lord, oh God, we go on to go to that first and last step. We command it to stay. We command it to stay. Let your miracle stay. Let your miracle stay. Let your blessing stay. Let it abide now in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall not falter. It shall not fail. It shall abide. You will walk and live in it in Jesus' mighty name. If you receive it, say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let's celebrate the goodness of God. Let's celebrate the grace of God. Let's celebrate the favor of God that has been bestowed upon us tonight. Man of God, we truly have been blessed of the Lord with the words that proceeded forth out of your mouth. It burned like fire within our bones. And we are assured that a God who has spoken to us is a God who cannot lie. Hallelujah. The God who confirms his words with signs, wonders, and miracles. Today, signs, wonders, and miracles have happened. Walk in it. Be fulfilled in it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let's celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Well, once again, there are no Wednesday Bible studies, but Friday is prayer meeting. The Word of God says pray without ceasing. Then on the 7th and the 8th of August, we are going to have a special meeting here in this house. The first Sunday of the month is our family night, family Sunday, and Friendship Sunday. Make sure that your family's here. Everyone shall be touched by the power of God. Amen. So be reminded about that. And do also be reminded that on the that you need to register for the gathering that's going to be taking place September the 10th to the 13th. But if you want to be in the gala of that celebration, you need to not just register, you need to get your ticket and get your menu, because we have to pass all of that information to the hotel. Amen? So do that right away. Don't delay. How did you say it? There are not enough crutches for the lame excuses. I love that. Yeah. Not enough crutches. Yeah, for all those lame excuses. No lame excuses. You know, get it done. Let's celebrate together. Amen? Have a great night. Enjoy the goodness of God. And, oh, by the way, we have the books. One book left. Amen? So, get it. That way you get to take Archbishop with you home. Amen? Hallelujah. He'll be with you while you are reading it. And that anointing is going to flow and impact your life. And by the way, there is a surprise during the gathering, the 50th anniversary gathering. There is going to be a 4-volume publication that is going to be made available at that time. So get ready for it. Amen? It's a new release. God bless you. Enjoy the goodness of God. And good night.